Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
But then again, I never seen a blue sky falling like a wire warming up America. And you know you find a new day dawning every single morning in America.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Back in 2009, the chart-topping UK producer Fatboy Slim released a project that he called the Brighton Port Authority. It featured a number of collaborators that I like, people like David Byrne, Iggy Pop, Jamie T, who was just getting going over in the UK back then. But the list also included this person, named Emmy the Great. Now this, I thought, was a somewhat presumptuous name, especially if you're sharing an album with people like David Byrne and Iggy Pop. But when I listened to her song, Seattle, I had to admit, it was pretty great. In fact, it might be the best song on the album. In the years since, Emmy the Great has released two full-length LPs and a series of EPs, the most recent of which is called S. She's here with her band to perform the striking and moody single from that EP here in the Soundcheck studio. This is Emmy the Great with Swimming Pool.
You're so high, you look like a good time, a straight line in the sky, jump into your blue swimming pool, and so clean. And so new, I reach out to touch you, but you jump into your blue swimming pool.
I don't know how I even used to.
The song is called Swimming Pool from Emmy the Great. You'll find it on her latest EP called S, an album with only four songs, all four of which start with the letter S. Swimming Pool is the name of that one. Emma Lee Moss is Emmy the Great singing, playing guitar, her brother Robin Moss on guitar, and Michael Evans playing keyboards, electronics, and as you could probably tell from her backing vocals, in this case Michael is a woman's name. Emma, good to have you with us on Soundcheck.
Oh, thank you for having us.
So this is a really nice version of this song, but, you know, on the EP, Tom Fleming of Wild Beasts.
Yeah, that's right.
The way he mirrors your voice, it almost sounds like it's your voice fed through an octave divider.
People have said that. I mean, I asked him to do it because I think of him as having the opposite voice of me. He's just so low and substantial. And I'm quite, like, sort of high and floaty. And I just thought... And he only did two takes. He came and he was like, I've got a bit of a sore throat. And then
it
he just started
him.
Singing. And he did not have a sore throat. He's just like... He has the voice of a reverse angel.
Well, now there's kind of a reverse version of Swimming Pool online, the worst version ever.
Oh, yeah.
What would possess you to take the worst version you've ever done of a song and put it up?
Oh, there's an online meme called Shreds where people... my favorite one is a Kings of Leon one. So people take footage of people performing live and then they overdub their own... stuff onto it.
Okay.
And I realized in the studio a while ago that I am quite a natural shredder because everything I play starts off really, really bad to the point where if you isolate my overdubs in a mix, everyone in the room will be doubled over with laughter. So I was thinking that maybe I could do my own shreds. Maybe this could be my super talent.
So it was an intentionally bad version of Swimming Pool?
I overdubbed onto... So I took all the sound off a video that we did, and then I played all the parts really super badly. Yeah. But it was so easy. It came so naturally.
The actual video to Swimming Pool features your hologram, who also accompanies you on the cover of the EP.
Yeah.
Is that a hologram? I mean, first of all, who created that? And now who owns it? You don't have this hologram of yourself.
She's not. No, holograms are expensive.
Yeah.
And they're tricky. Apparently seagulls fly into them. This
really?
Is a problem that because I did a lot of research on holograms before all the artwork and all that. And people who have actually worked with real holograms, like the MIA Janelle Monáe West Coast, East Coast thing, I asked someone who was involved with that, what was that like? He was like, well, pigeons. Pigeons were destroying everything. You know, this membrane costs hundreds of thousands of dollars and a bird just has to fly right through it and it's all over.
Wow.
And I just don't have that kind of, you know, there's only three of us working. So
what we've done
is we've come up with a sort of DIY version of a hologram.
And what would that be, a puppet?
She's a projection that we project onto a very thin theater screen. And
like a scrim?
Yeah, and in other incarnations, you just mess with the image in Photoshop or something.
Well, you know, I mean, we saw the late Tupac Shakur, you know, performing as a hologram not too long ago, and it sort of brings up the idea of can you project a musician's performance. I mean, you talk a little bit about this in an article you wrote for The Guardian.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my thing was touring, you know, can be quite... I mean, it's so fun, but it can be quite grueling. So
right.
I was thinking at some point you could just hire your hologram to do it all for you, and you just sort of, like, you know, keep tabs on it, watch Netflix, and at the end of the night ask her how much money we made.
Right, right. Emmy the Great's with us here in the Soundcheck studio. S is the name of the latest EP. Now, you were born in Hong Kong, right?
Yes.
But raised in London.
Uh-huh.
Now living here in New York.
In Brooklyn, yeah.
There's an old Italian saying that traveling forms youth. Do you feel like all this traveling has kind of informed who you are and how you are as a songwriter?
Definitely. I was feeling a little bit stuck after my second record, just because I've written two songs about relationships ending. And, you know, I just didn't want to become that person. Like, don't date her. She'll write an album. So I didn't know what... I just went out on this journey, and I was lucky. I was touring a lot at the time. And what I always say is that everywhere I went, a new part of me kind of came out, because you have to adapt to people and their ways. You don't show up in every city going, this is how I am. You come, you know, you just get a bit quiet and you get a bit observant and you come out, and different side of you comes out, to the point where I think so many sides of me came out that the essential sense of who I am became stronger. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And that helps songwriting.
So there has been a kind of progression in the sound over the course of the years. You know, early on you were sort of girl with guitar. At least that was the image.
Mm.
And in fact, this next song you're going to do for us is from that, this is from the second record, isn't
it?
Yeah. And originally has a kind of acoustic flavor to it.
I always, because I that's what I could do. It was always about do what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And I started out, I mean, me and my brother were both sort of self-taught, and you know, at the beginning of recording it was like, I only know how to press a button and then play guitar. But over the years you come to new technologies and new processes.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of what I can do now.
All right, well, let's hear the song Paper Forest, subtitled In the Afterglow of Rapture, and you'll find it on Emmy the Great's album called Virtue, her second full-length LP. So we're going back a couple of years for this song. Here it is, Emmy the Great, strapping on the guitar, Robin Moss on guitar, Michael Evans behind the keyboards, and another live performance here in the Soundcheck studio.
You're not unlucky, you're just not very smart. These things will never leave you, they're as close as you can get to a blueprint for the future, but you can call it fate. It's like these days I have to write down almost every thought I've held. So scared I am becoming of forgetting how it felt. These fears, they will unravel me one day, but still I am afraid. But I'm blessed just to be more or less standing in the afterglow of rapture with the words the rapture left. Blessed just to be more or less standing in the afterglow of rapture, but there is no rapture left. Oh, now you're blessed amongst all women, now a man who's very good. He tells you how you feel until your life is understood, and he leads you through it arm in arm as though there was a map to guide the way. And now you write because you love him, now you write because he's kind. You write so much you look up and you wrote yourself behind. You're standing in a labyrinth of paper and the map has been erased. But you're blessed just to be more or less standing in the afterglow of rapture with the words the rapture left. Are you blessed just to be more or less standing in the afterglow of rapture, but there is no rapture left. Blessed. up in the supermarket aisles. Alarm clock fingers turn, they're counting seconds like they're miles. And you say, wake up now, cause I can see no paper forest.
Once again, Emmy the Great and her band live on Soundcheck with the song Paper Forest, subtitled In the Afterglow of Rapture, a song from the album Virtue, which came out a few years back. For the most part, though, Emmy and her band are playing some songs from her latest EP, which is called S and which is out now. Now, I mentioned at the top of the segment this this song you did some years ago called Seattle. On the new EP, there's a song called Solar Panels with its repeated references to California.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like, you know, there has been this kind of European fascination with America, and especially with, like, the wide open spaces of the West.
Well, it's, yeah, when I talk about making this EP and the album that follows, it was very horizon-based. I was going to a lot of places where I was seeing very wide horizons, and either they were filled with these crazy-looking buildings like Tokyo, or just sheer desert, like California. And I think that's probably something that's always kind of gripped me.
Yeah.
This idea of how wide is the sky and what can you fill it with?
I mean, that song Seattle is like this most poetic description of a sunrise, you
oh,
know?
Thank you.
Well, blue sky forming like a wire, warming up America.
Oh, that's very kind. Thank you.
Yeah. But, you know, again, it seems to go back to something that we see in, you know, it's certainly evident in a lot of European filmmakers, you know, this kind of fascination.
Suppose the first thing that you do when you become a kid with tastes, you know, in popular culture is you watch American movies and we romanticize it. The first time I came to New York, I was like, oh my God, it looks like a movie. Like, everywhere I went, I was just staring upwards because I'd seen it. I'd seen it all. I knew exactly what it looked like.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably what... And I mean, you know, everywhere in the world's made a good contribution to pop music, but like probably the tropes of pop music, the main themes, I think those are very American, you know, cars and rock and roll and driving fast and dying young and all that. And sure, we've all, everyone
around. And beaches,
around,
you know, yeah, California.
Exactly. So, the Beach Boys have
yep.
done a lot for that kind of thing. And, you know, California Dreaming.
Right.
That the song Solar Panels, I realized after I wrote it, I was like, oh, I think I've just stolen an entire song off the Mamas and the Papas.
Right. I was wondering about that because their song is California Dreaming and Solar Panels refers to dreams of California
yeah.
repeatedly.
Solar panels cross the desert in your dreams of California. We are driving through the desert in your dreams of California.
Just these themes that, you know, they're so perfect that you almost don't want to mess with them.
Yeah. Now, you've done, I mean, in addition to writing songs, you've done a fair amount of prose writing as well for The Guardian and Noisy and places like that. Did you study writing or journalism when you were in school?
No, but I really wanted to be a journalist when I was a kid. I used to have a house newspaper for us. you know, I would distribute it around the family and be like, front page, parents are boring. Poll. So, yeah, it's kind of, it's a dream of mine to be able to write for these people. So I try and do it as much as I can.
And is that a different kind of mental muscle, writing that way?
It's really helpful because otherwise sometimes I'll sit down to write a song and I'll want to write about something so prosaic that it's just ugly.
Mm.
You know, and I'll spend days and days trying to bash out this song about, you know, the music industry and record sales. But actually, I can write an essay about that
yep.
and write a song about something nice.
So this EP is simply a harbinger of things to come. There's a full length on the way.
Yeah, it's almost finished.
Okay. When will we look for that?
I would say start looking around the end of summer.
All right. Yeah. Emmy the Great with us here in the Soundcheck studio with her band. You want to do another song from the current EP for us?
Oh, yes, please. Thank you.
All right. This one is called Social Halo. Once again, Emily Moss playing the guitar and singing, Robin Moss on electric guitar, Michael Evans behind the keyboards, doing some backing vocals. For the moment, the EP, the current record, is called S, full length coming later, and here now a live performance of Social Halo by Emmy the Great. A final live performance from Emmy the Great here in our Soundcheck studio. The song is called Social Halo, and I think when she's singing about Soho there. It probably means a rather different one from where our studio is located in.
No, it's the Soho.
It's the Soho in Manhattan, not London?
It's the Soho, yeah. Oh. But there's a Soho in so many cities that every time I go to that city, I can be like, now this is relevant because...
Yeah, all right. Just before, Emma, before I let you go, there's a line in that song that, you know, struck me the first time I heard it. They called me Yoko.
Mm.
Is that a reference to, kind of a veiled reference to your own family being of mixed Chinese and British?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, like, I like to throw in some Asianisms here and there, but also Yoko is my favorite Beatle. Am I about to get massacred? I just thought I think she's unfairly treated in
Absolutely.
Popular culture.
Yeah.
And I just think she's such an art. She's such an important force in art and, you know.
And she's been on the show a couple of times, and she is a delightful woman who is still, you know, finding new ways of being creative.
She's just... yeah, such an inspiration.
At an age when most people are, like, ready, you know, to just turn on the TV and give it up.
She's always doing something new and exciting and frightening, so.
Well, I am very much looking forward to the next full-length record from
thank
Emmy
you.
The Great. Emma, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Ooh, love is something that I've always thought I could never go inside. Now I've seen you here, I don't know why. I even used to be alive. Stay here for a while. Watch you till my heart unwinds. Until I know I won't forget you. In your swimming pool.
If you wish you could see inside the Soundcheck studio, well, you can. We often shoot video of the bands that come on our show, and all you have to do to find them is go to soundcheck.org and click on video. And if you really like them, tell your friends. Post our videos on your Facebook pages, share them on Twitter, email them to your parents. Just don't keep them to yourself. There's enough to go around for everyone.
The good time and your blue swimming pool. Love is something that I always thought I could never go inside. Now I've seen you.